Yo, what's up, street togs, street gods, street vlogs? Kamai togs. Irk him in the house. All right, so. Beautiful morning. You're the morning, my sunshine, babe. None the water. Okay, so. Some thoughts. The first thought is. So I just finished watching a very, very insightful kind of like webinar interview thing with Michael Saylor and Jeff Park. And Michael Saylor had a very interesting idea. The difference between winning versus not losing. So why does this matter and what are the repercussions of this? First and foremost, what's the difference? The difference is, it's kind of like, the issue is with risk, reward, etc. So, gotta check out these ladies first. Yeah. Ew. So, morning in the waterfront is pretty nice. All right. Anyways, back to the Irkim. So what's the difference between winning versus not losing? So my general thought is, I think in life people become too risk averse. So what does that mean? Risk aversion is when, like, people are just afraid of looking stupid, right? And I think actually my number one superpower is that, like, I don't care. I'm like, you know, the only reason people don't wear Vibram five-finger shoes is everyone is afraid of looking stupid. And honestly, everyone who wears Nikes or Yeezys or whatever is a bunch of cowards, because, like, once again, people want to look cool. I mean, I get it, like, people insecure. I promise, I'm so self-conscious, right? So as a result, I don't know, I think so much of human potentiality is actually held back because, once again, people's scared to look foolish, and I think that's okay, but I think we should overcome this. So what should we do? So the first thought is pretty simple, is try to position yourself on the Bitcoin standard. So my only certainty is that Bitcoin's going to keep going up forever, up and to the right, although a little jaggedy. And what's actually very interesting is, you know, like, I also have a MSTR strategy stock, and a lot of people also think that Bitcoin is volatile, but actually no, it's you know, MSTR is like one hell of a ride. And then if you want to even do a funnier bet, MSTU, which is 2x levered long Bitcoin, is even more volatile. And I don't know, I like MSTU. I only have like 1% of my portfolio in it, but even I can't really stomach it. And then it becomes annoying because, how would I describe this? The reason why it becomes annoying is that it could be like relatively small dollar amounts, right? So for example, I have about like $20,000 in MSTU, right? And what I did was, I'm like trading, you know, I, okay, so some interesting financial engineer is that, okay, so what you could do now in Coinbase, which is super fascinating, is like a crypto-backed loan. So essentially what I did was, I think I collateralized about like 2.5% of my Bitcoin, and then I got, you know, essentially instantaneously $100,000 of cash, wired that to my traditional account, and then purchased MSTR stock with it, $100,000 worth of it, and then, you know, I think I got in around like 250 a share, and it's up since then, so I'm happy about that. And then in, you know, if you use a certain brokerage, you could then activate the margin trading, right? So essentially you're using your stock as collateral, and then you could buy more securities and stuff. So then what I did was I was actually able to activate, I think about like $20,000 to $25,000 of borrowing and purchasing securities on margin, which I used to buy MSTU stock. So yeah, like a pretty impressive levered bet. But once again, the margin calls and then the swings ups, and honestly, I don't think it's really worth it. It's like, it's too much, it's too many heart attacks. Especially when the tariffs got announced, I was like, I ain't finna gonna do that no more. Cause like, it definitely ruined my sleep, and I think all the riches in the world are not worth losing a night of sleep over. Yeah, as long as you prioritize sleep, everything will be okay. So, as a consequence, I think the intelligent way to approach things is, just don't do the margins trading, options, stuff like that. Also, the good thing with this, Bitcoin-backed loan up to $100,000 on Coinbase is that, like, the APR is through Morpho. It's like some sort of open source protocol. It's only like, this place is amazing. Wagyu Saito, Japanese restaurant. This hot price. And this Japanese Wagyu all you eat, only $29. It was like probably the most delicious thing I've had in my life. Japanese. Yeah, A5 Wagyu. No Wagyu, no life. But anyways, so the big idea is it's only a 5% thing, 5% loan, so it's like essentially you're printing free money at this point.